Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 21st Century Football, a complete guide to football in the 21st century. The clue's in the title. Each week we pick a player that we've loved from the last 20 plus years. My name is Will Brazier, and today we are celebrating the football career of Wayne Rooney the First. Joining me as ever, Statman to the Dave. How
excellent.
Are you? Red agenda today. Full bang.
Yeah. Top goal scorer in the history of the club. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
That's the stats for you. That's why we got him in. Neve, how are you?
Oh, I'm no longer looking forward to it after hearing what Dave just said.
I think what we've got to do is work as a team here, because we've got to show the other side of the argument. We like Rooney. We want to celebrate him, but we don't want to be blinded by the lights. Dave, we're starting with the Wikipedia page, and you've got the first headline, haven't you, my friend?
Wayne Mark Rooney was born the 24th of October 1985 and is an English football manager and former player who currently manages Championship club Derby County.
Rooney scored 253 goals for United in all competitions to make him their top goal scorer of all time, with 183 Premier League goals being the most scored by a player for any single club.
Good, but also 16 trophies, Will. You wanted to know that one, didn't you?
When I say you can speak, okay? Don't jump in when we've not even finished the Wikipedia page. You've been here long enough to know that, haven't you? Hey?
No.
Naughty. Rooney became the first Premier League player to reach... See, I always get these. Stupid stats. Rooney became the first Premier League footballer to reach 10 million followers on social network site Twitter. Don't know if you heard of it, guys. You can sort of tweet your thoughts and tell everyone what you're thinking, but nobody really cares.
Like Rio one picking up in the morning, maybe.
Let me read them, Dave. It's a script. You can see it yourself. Yes, like Rooney. Rio, do you want picking up in the morning? Whitney has passed away. R.I.P. You will live on forever. Can't believe it. I want to run to you. Really can't believe this. Now, that is actually on his Twitter page, Neve.
I love that.
Yeah?
I really love that. As a massive Whitney Houston fan, so much respect for both of them. And it's good. It's about stripping down the footballer and really getting to know, not Rooney, but Wayne.
Yeah, and speaking of Wayne, I think this one really sums him up perfectly. Speaking to, I think, a small child at the time, he said, "I'll put you asleep within 10 seconds, you little girl. Don't say stuff and not follow up on it. I'll be waiting."
Wild.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't say I've ever done that on social media.
What, put someone to sleep?
No.
Hey, I'm sure you have. No, I'm joking. Great content on the Statman Dave YouTube channel. Fizzer, 18, that's, of course, Phil Neville. "Shut up, Philip. You are boring the life out of me on this." Inter Miami manager now, Niamh. So, I mean, Wayne's at Derby, but I mean, the perfect life is in Miami, isn't it?
Well, I mean, some would say that. Some would say the perfect life's in Bolton. Yeah. But it's just all about opinion. All I want to just say is don't mess with Wayne Rooney.
Dave, obviously, on a serious note, yep. Wayne Rooney, is he your favourite ever Manchester United player?
No.
Okay, why not?
I think the little bit of love was lost when there was rumours of him joining Manchester City.
But he didn't join them.
He didn't, no, but the rumours, it hurt me inside internally.
When was this?
I'd say it's more his agent, Paul Stretford, was the instigator.
Was it true that he put a transfer request in at United?
You see, reports hurt.
Right.
So that was a little bit of where I was like, Wayne, look, sort yourself out. But
he did.
16 trophies at Manchester United, the only English player alongside teammate Michael Carrick to win the Premier League, FA Cup, UEFA Champions League, League Cup, UEFA Europa League and FIFA Club World Cup. That's pretty impressive.
Everyone's first memory of Wayne Rooney was obviously that Everton goal, I imagine. But not long after that, a young Will Brazier went to Kidderminster Harriers in Agbra to see him play, I think, for the under-18s. Which is side, I think, included... No, it's gone.
What you're essentially trying to say is Will Brazier discovered Wayne Rooney.
In a word, Niamh, yes, I am. And it was on that bobbly pitch at Agbra where he sort of came into his own, and I think Manchester United thought, that's the future of our club.
So apparently they were watching him for a long time.
Yeah.
They were watching him since he was 13. There's a lot of talk about Wayne Rooney, you know, as a youth player. Like, you know, Jude Bellingham is a good example of a player recently where there's a lot of talk about him. Will he reach the heights of Wayne Rooney? Maybe. He's a very, very good player. But Rooney, in terms of that, there was a lot of hype about him. You can see why his explosivity, his aggression, his nature as a striker.
Yeah.
And his technical ability from a young age. And the shot power was a big thing that spoke about why he had such talent. And we saw that with the goal against Arsenal. Sensational goal.
And what makes that class as well is that's David Seaman. That's David friggin' Seaman.
Mugged off by an 18-year-old.
Ponytail and all.
17-year-old?
17, I 17 think at the time. But he's got all that aggression, that grit of like what we'd say is probably a classic English player, especially from that time. But then the skill, the finesse of someone from on the continent, Niamh, as well.
I think if you want to judge a player's flair, can you put classical music over a compilation of them? You could put classical music over a compilation of Wayne Rooney and it would fit. And that's all you need to know.
Tackles and all as well.
Yeah.
When do you... That Euros is obviously the pinnacle of his early career. And I was just watching, sat at home, just thinking, this is the future. We've got the midfield sorted. Now we've got Rooney. How many are we going to win? Euros, World Cups. Let's make the trophy cabinet now.
I feel sorry for Rooney in international level, me. I think he came in just at the wrong time for England. And it's when you've got the end, approaching the end of world-class players and the other players being too young and not that good enough. And for me, if everyone else had been at their peak, maybe we could have won something. But I feel like Rooney deserves so much credit for international level. I just don't really understand why he didn't keep going to get the most caps. Because hasn't he got 120 caps? Peter Shilton's 125. Why did he not just say, stick me on for 5 minutes for the next six games?
I reckon, and I've only seen Peter Shilton on Twitter, but I reckon Peter Shilton might have said something that, you know, made Wayne to think.
And we know Peter Shilton holds a grudge.
Yeah, mm. I think Peter Shilton's maybe sent in the boys and said, Wayne, you really want those extra caps? And he's gone, okay, Pete, that's fine.
That's all right, Pete, you're not going to do anything dodgy. But I think the thing with Wayne at international level, imagine a midfield of Carrick, Scholes and Lampard behind him would have worked perfectly.
What about Gerrard?
We put him on the bench. We play him right back either or. You know, he's the guy that we move out to another position. I think that team works and that team wins international tournaments, and I think that is a slight failure by the England national team. I agree with that.
But do you not remember how, I mean, we always think of the disappointment, but for that brief moment against Croatia when I think he scored a hat-trick that day, I mean, I actually thought the world was at not just his feet but our feet. We could have been Spain, for God's sake. We ended up like pissing Romania.
All about the coaching.
No, it is true. But then obviously that spawned the move to Manchester United, which I was looking at an interview and he said probably added a bit more onto the price tag having a successful campaign.
Yeah, but I think you had to get him. I think he's a classic Manchester United signing, top English talent. That's what United should be going for. They should be building their team around that, and that hasn't happened enough recently. Then that's been a problem. But Wayne Rooney, debut, hat-trick in the Champions League, hat-trick for Manchester United. talk about, you know, pulling yourself, you know, straight away, first team level, I can do it. And that's Wayne Rooney. Like, there's no... When you think about Wayne Rooney's age, he joined Manchester United very young. He was about 23 when he joined, mentally. 24. Like, he was ready for that move and still such a young player. And I think that's something that is interesting. He matured super early. You can see that in his play and his, you know, work rate, his tireless energy, that he plays well above his years. And he has a great brain, a great footballing brain. And why he was coined the White Pelé, like you mentioned before, is he had the ability to back all that stuff up.
Who's coined him that?
Manchester United faithful, Will. Who else would have?
All of them collectively.
All of them collectively.
And now's that mate done?
The other day. What is that? I saw my mate the other day. He said that he saw the White Pelé. So I asked.
Go on.
Who is he?
Let's go.
He comes by the name of a Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney.
You look out of breath doing that, Dave. In the next part of the show, we're going to reveal our sort of favourite stats, quotes and goals of the player. Dave, you've made us sit down and watch Wayne Rooney's greatest fouls.
Yeah, it's strange I picked fouls over goals and trophies and all that type of thing, but I did it.
Yeah.
Pretty aggressive little fella, isn't he?
It's the good, the bad and the ugly.
A fighter in him, a boxer in him.
Yeah. Neve, I don't know where I stand on it. Like, I sort of want it in my player, but then...
Well, the guy loves yellow more than the Simpsons.
Oh, let's go!
Yep. It's just where you draw the line, isn't it? I think you need... I do miss that from football nowadays. You don't get it as much, and when it's not there, you miss it. Because having a player like Wayne Rooney, especially in the big games, as you say, on Champions League nights, and the Manchester Derby, the amount of times he stepped up in those games, and you definitely need that. It's just about keeping a head on it when it's too much.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Because he got a second booking for clapping at the referee. Do you not remember that one?
Yeah, that was great.
That's when you're letting it go to your head. And it's no longer a good part of your game anymore when you let it get to that level. But before that, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, he did always go over that peak, didn't he? Like when we drew 0-0 to Algeria and he said, nice to see your home fans booing you, or your own fans.
But then that sums up England. From a Manchester United perspective, that type of thing, like you're booing one of your own players.
Yeah,
what is legitimately wrong with you? He is one of your best players.
Yeah.
The whole rubbish that came after the Cristiano Ronaldo wink incident with England fans and with the media was just like an absolute witch hunt that happened to the likes of David Beckham previously. Yeah. That is the media turning on people, and it's a disgusting side of the media.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that's when you need almost like a better team around you to just go, I know you're a hothead, but just walk off the pitch.
But you're taking a part out of his game. You want the truth.
That's not... Yeah, but the whistle had gone. That's why the camera was on the pitch.
Can I just say, if Aguero had done these things, would you be sat here saying, can you take these things out of the game? Or would that be... Oh, I'm going to write that down as another negative of Aguero.
Which team did Aguero play for in Manchester?
City.
Thank you. That's all I need. All the information I need. No, I think in terms of the style, explosive is a big thing. And I think we saw towards the back end, especially under like Louis van Gaal, that edge went. And that was a lot of Wayne Rooney's game, was that edge, that spark, that creativity. We're going to probably talk about iconic moments later on, but the goal against Newcastle, screaming at a referee and then volleying it in from 30 yards, that's Wayne Rooney. And I think you need that. Like, I think what Manchester United have lacked is someone like Wayne Rooney. They've lacked somebody. You know, Bruno Fernandes has come in and he's been that figure. Eric Cantona, Rooney, Fernandes, similar ilk. Players that care. Players that drag their teammates up and put the level of their teammates up. I think that's a big thing. We forget that if someone absolutely rollicks you on the pitch, some players crumble, the top players will step up and prove you wrong. And I think that's something that Wayne was captain of Manchester United. I think that's a big thing that's missing in the dressing room right now.
Speaking of rollickings, he actually gave a rollicking to one of his best mates one time. An incident that happened in his kitchen, I believe, on a hard tiled surface, which, you know, could have spelled disaster.
An alleged incident.
Well, you know, you've seen the video. I mean, there's some stuff that we spoke about today which is on the alleged side. This one, he twats Phil Bardsley in the face. Don't think there's any alleged about that, Neve. We all saw it, didn't we?
We did. And
Phil twatted him, didn't he?
The fact that Dave can sit here and condone this behaviour, to me, I just feel like we've got to invalidate everything he says in this entire podcast, because it's just... The brown nosing is just... I'm starting to feel a bit of disgust, like sick in my mouth at this, to be honest.
Yeah, well Dave actually said, Neve, off air, that's why he got the armband, which I think...
I did not say such a thing.
I think that's...
Now, do you want my lawyers to come and speak to you?
So, he's been punched, he's been knocked out, he's fallen down, but this is where... I don't think we saw this. I don't think we saw this side of him too much, because he embraced the punch And then he went to score at the weekend and he embraced it and he got knocked out again by himself. Do you rate that, Dave?
Yeah, it was a good goal. A needed goal.
Did you like the celebration?
Yeah, great celebration.
Neve, I feel like this is something that we're going to have to talk about because Dave's sort of shying away from it.
I just want to make a good point against Wayne Rooney, actually, mm-hmm. and in celebration of him, Dave will like this, is I want to say that when we talk about, he is right when he says, like, taking away that side of him is sort of removing his identity, because when you think about Wayne Rooney, you think about all of the stuff he does, which is driven by passion. Like, even when he went over to America and he did that, you know, remember that tackle he did where he ran the whole
last minute
length,
of the game,
slid, and then, yeah.
So true.
That is just, like, and all the times you see footage of him, like, United on the counter-attack, and he's, like, the last player. All of a sudden, he's the closest player to the opposition box because he's just literally sprinting. He's so, so passionate. And that is so underrated in football. You just don't see it anymore.
I think it's an interesting one. Do you think it comes from his upbringing and it's a street footballer? And that's the difference from what we have now. We have a lot of footballers that do go through academies early. They go to private schools early. Do we lose that edge?
Well, speaking of street football, one thing I'd like to see back in football is Wayne Rooney's street striker.
Yes.
Because Jesus Christ, if there's any commissioning editors listening to this podcast, get him on the phone. Who would we say is the sort of modern day Wayne Rooney that we'd see? Shea Adams street striker doesn't have the sort of...
No, it's not the ring to it, does it? Harry Kane street striker, boring.
No, you've got to be like younger, cooler.
Yeah.
I'm sounding like a commissioning editor now.
You are. As soon as you say cool, you're sounding like a 30-year-old, Will.
Calvert-Lewin? No.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
That'd be more like Calvert-Lewin's target man, sort of.
Batter, goal player.
Come on, guys, we can do this.
Calvert-Lewin's egg poacher.
Nice.
Yeah, like that. Liam Delap's long throw specials.
And I think you've ruined it there for me, Dave. You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We'll do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1-2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Acast recommends podcasts we love.
If you are looking for a brand new true crime podcast, listen to The Making of a Detective, brought to you by The Irish Sun. The series is out right now and focuses on many of Ireland's most notorious cases and the man who once solved them. In episode 1, Pat Murray's story begins with the historic 2007 conviction of the murderer Joe O'Reilly.
Put his thumb up and he said, "I see you, Pat," like, you know, as if to say, "F you, you can't get me."
Follow along as we share the dramatic details of each case. Download The Making of a Detective.
Acast is home to the world's best podcasts, including the critically acclaimed West Cork and the one you're listening to right now.
Let's look at Wayne Rooney's most iconic moments. Now, goals is probably where we're going to go straight away with this. I was looking at his top 10 for United, and the top two, you're picking bicycle, you're picking volley against Newcastle. Anyone else want to throw anything else into the mix?
I wanted to go with bicycle.
Yeah.
That is just insane. And the celebration as well. He knew what he'd done. That was...
And that's Derby.
Yeah.
Winner. Good Man City side.
Great now afterwards. Sensational. Thanks, Wayne.
Where did you end up?
I don't even know. Maybe... I can't remember what the venue's called. There's a venue very close to where we're recording that we went to. They used to have like a Wednesday night, 80s night. The Ritz, ended up in the Ritz. Wasn't Wednesday night, but we ended up in the Ritz.
Love that.
Great time.
What's your favourite Wayne Rooney goal?
I think it's difficult because I kind of prefer Wayne Rooney when he's been the creator.
Right.
So the Newcastle goal is great. The City goal in the derby is sensational. But when we're talking about counter-attacking and Manchester United and that era, I don't think you can look past that goal against Arsenal. Park Ji-sung, Cristiano Ronaldo, Wayne Rooney.
For the collective.
For the collective. And I think that sums up Wayne.
And that's
collective.
What you were talking about as well, wasn't it? That sort of like fight.
And assist as well as scoring goals. And I think that makes him such a well-rounded player. But also you look at, you know, other goals that he scored in the season. I think he was most dominant in maybe 2009, 2010. Ronaldo had gone. Wayne was playing as a solo forward, 4-3-3. Man United should have won the Champions League that season. He got crocked by Daniel van Buyten. Will live long in my memory.
Bayern
stamped
Munich.
On his ankle. First leg was pretty crocked that game. I think we lost the first leg. Second leg started off after X amount of minutes. Again, stamp on the back of the ankle. That was his year. He was pretty much unplayable for me that season. In terms of his stats, yes, I've got his stats written down here. Let me just get the notes out. This is a big one. So Wayne Rooney that season in all competitions, 2009, 2010, 44 games played, 34 goals and 7 assists.
That's all right.
Messi, Ronaldo-esque numbers. And I think that's a level where you look at Wayne and you think, wow, that was his pinnacle. That was skinhead Rooney, if you remember, skinhead Rooney.
Are Rooney and Ronaldo the same sort of age?
Similar ages. I think Wayne's slightly older than Ronaldo.
Oh, is he? By a year?
I think so.
I think that shows how much his career relied on the anger he had in the game. The fact that he, when he lost that, his career just...
I think he started earlier. I think one of the things when I mentioned sort of he came in and he was old. I think his career was just from 18, he's playing like he's 20, 22, 23.
Yeah.
So it finishes earlier. Whereas I think Ronaldo came into a lot slower. Obviously signed for Manchester United at a young age, but was sort of rolled into the team. Rooney was banging straight away, playing every single week in, week out. And he had to because that was his body type. Similar to Luke Shaw, you have to just give these players a run of games or they'll fall off a cliff. And I think that's why Wayne Rooney kind of fell off quite quickly because, number one, I think mentally he was quite drained because he'd been playing at such a high level for such a long time. And we forget that these careers are rather long for what they used to be. But then at the same time, I think his body, because he was playing so much and he had to play every single week, eventually that may have caught up to him. And I think, look, you know, what more did he needed to do? Like we mentioned before, 16 trophies, only one of only two English players to do the lot. Every trophy available he won.
You said, though, that he's not your favourite United player.
No.
Who is?
Darren Fletcher.
I mean, we're cutting some bits
I
out
don't
today,
understand
but
why
I mean,
we laugh at this thing.
Do you want a bit, do you want that to be cut out?
He's just always expecting like Ronaldo or something. Yeah.
I'm giving
reflection.
You a platform to do a U-turn here.
Absolutely not. This is already on the internet.
Okay.
Just we'll keep it in. The great man himself has been told this as well and was very surprised.
I think that's a bit, yeah, I think I know what
not
you're
Bebe.
Doing.
He had a little run, but no, didn't capture my heart. Was more of a comedy character.
And that's the police coming to get you, Dave. The alarms are sounding. You can't have Darren Fletcher as your favourite United player. He's now a manager, managing Derby County. They destroyed Birmingham City at St Andrews this season, 3-0.
Excellent news.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's not hard this season. Do we think he can go on to be a successful coach and manager?
I think so. I think he's got a good football brain. I suppose it's simple to say that, though, because you've got loads of players who have got good football brains as players. Doesn't mean they're going to go on to be good managers. I think he's chosen a good club to do it. He'll learn a lot there. There's no reason why he can't. He's very well respected. He's probably got a good like surrounding of people with good football knowledge around him, like Lampard has,
yeah,
with Redknapp and stuff. So he's got people around him and he'll learn. There's no reason why he can't be a good football manager, and I'd like him to be. I think it'd be a good player to watch develop and turn into a manager. It's just I wonder whether or not in management he has that same angry approach, or if he's someone who can unite the dressing room, if he does it with anger and passion, or if he's mellowed down a bit and won't do that.
Dave?
I think from what I've heard is he like you're saying, he's built a great backroom team. Shea Given is in there. Liam Rossini, a very well-regarded coach. I think he's taken a little bit of a backward step, like Ferguson, where Ferguson was at the training ground, but may not necessarily take training. Will make the managerial decisions. I think that's what he's done at Derby County, where he's got guys that can take first team training. Yeah, he may get involved in this thing, but it's very much taken a backward step. And I think the big thing is look at the resurgence of Derby County. Were they rock? They were rock bottom of the championship when he took over, or they were around?
Yeah, they were doing really bad.
And then the consistency, the clean sheets. They played a lot of possession football at that time under Philip Cocu, but it was possession for possession's sake, not aggressive stuff. He's changed little things, and it's worked. And I think from his upbringing and from playing under Sir Alex Ferguson, and he was the leader on the pitch, was the manager on the pitch, it could work really well, and I hope it does. Look, having Wayne Rooney as Man United manager would be amazing. Similar to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer being Man United manager, that's amazing.
Who would you rather have, Wayne Rooney or Darren Fletcher as Manchester United manager?
Darren Fletcher.
I gave you another chance to redeem yourself, and you couldn't quite do it.
Do you think players would rather play under out of Lampard than Rooney?
I think Rooney.
You even said that, not convincing me.
No, but I was thinking about it. I was rolling it through my head. And I don't know if Lampard's quite there yet. I think Lampard moved far too early to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Lampard sold an absolute dream, and then they just lied to him and they cheated. Obviously, there's loads of stuff that's come out.
He wouldn't get like the Leicester City job, for instance, I don't
think. No, but I think Rooney could eventually. But look, Rooney needs to be at Derby for a few seasons. He needs to learn his trade again. And that's very, very important. But I think he knows that, and I think that's a good thing about him, that he's naturally going to be a hard worker and get to that point.
I don't know. I'm just not fully sold on him as a manager. And that's based on no rhyme or reason or stats.
No, I'm glad you've said it, because then it will go one or two ways. You can either like save the footage, and then in 15 years when he's won the Champions League, he's won the Premier League, you'll say, listen, told you.
Let's move on to rate Wayne Rooney. Three categories: going for a pint with him, playing five-a-side with him, and of course, iconic status. Neve, let's start down the boozer. Would you like to go for a pint with Wayne?
10. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I first of all want to ask him why he picked I Want to Run to You as the Whitney Houston song that he paid tribute to her. I think it's a good song, but I think she's got many songs that are better than that. So I'd love a debate with him on the best Whitney Houston classic, many of them. And also it would be just nice to get to know the real Wayne Rooney, because we've seen an awful lot about him on social media, in football, how angry he is. But when I see him in interviews, like when he was on Monday Night Football, you saw a bit of a different side to him, a more mellow side, especially after he's had children as well. And I actually think that once you get to know him, you'd have respect for him and see something different.
Like that. Dave?
10.
Okay, well.
Yeah, just night out would be good. Good chat. A lot of reminiscing about the past.
Yeah.
And the future. I think a good whole conversation tits off. And then we could get into music as well. I agree. Like the Whitney Houston stuff's reasonably interesting. What's he into now? Is it garage? Is it dance music, drum and bass?
Like Stereophonics.
Stereophonics, yeah.
Of course, big love for Stereophonics. Yeah, Neve, you've got a big love for them as well.
Yep. Dakota, Thousand Trees.
To name a few, yeah.
Nice, perfect.
Dave, any favourite Stereophonics songs for yourself?
No.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not really me.
Yeah, I know it is you, but you don't want to admit it's
no,
you.
It's
and that's
me,
you, and that's you, Dave. That's you.
I'll show you my Spotify.
That's you. I'm going to go for a 7. No, actually, I'm going to go for a 6.
Why? Ooh. What? 4 points, go on. Why are you taking 4 points off?
That's on the iconic status, we do that.
No, the same thing here. What's the reasons? Think it's going to be a bad night out? You're just really gutted because his Derby side hammered your Birmingham City side 3-0 at St Andrews? That's embarrassing, Will.
Oh my God, the second day. I think, as you know, my Birmingham City fan sort of loyalty, I saw that coming. I just don't think he'd be like, I don't think he'd offer much. I'd be doing the pressing. It's my vote,
free,
Dave. You've had your vote.
You want it for free, mate.
Just stick your feedback up your arse.
He may press on the football pitch, but that doesn't mean he'll press at the pub.
Exactly.
I think after a few pints, it'd be conversation flowing.
No, it wouldn't. Neve, what are we going for in terms of five-a-side?
10. Yeah. I think you only need to watch things like the programmes that he did. And it's just, he is just your classic. He'd be perfect to five-a-side. I reckon on the down low, when he was first playing professional football, he was still playing five-a-side with his mates. I reckon he's got a love for it, and I think you'd see it and you'd be like, yeah,
bit,
expect that.
Bit Phil Foden-esque.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
What are you putting that face for?
Phil Foden. You talk about Phil Foden in the same sentence as Wayne Rooney. Behave.
And I'm talking about me talking about clip. Let's clip that one, because that could...
I have something to say about Phil Foden, actually.
Go on.
I think that... Do you know how we talk about the next Messi and Ronaldo and people are putting Haaland and Mbappe about?
Yeah.
Then you've got the Neymar of it, that third best.
Yeah.
Phil Foden.
Love that.
He would be at a greater point in his career if Pep Guardiola decided to play him last season, but he couldn't be bothered.
Still a heck of a lot better than Mason Greenwood.
In your personal opinion?
Yeah, Wow. Let's move on quickly before Dave could erupt. It's in Mount Vesuvius, Dave. Absolutely goes.
About to blow up.
Statman, five-a-side, Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
10?
Yeah, I reckon he'd turn up in like jeans as well and he'd still just cane everyone.
Big boot cuts.
Yeah, big booters.
Big booters.
Dodgy shoes as well, but he'd still just absolutely destroy everyone.
He's the sort that put metal studs on and everyone would just say, oh, let him off because it's Rooney.
Yeah. Let it off because it's Wayne as he tears people up.
I'm going to go for 8.
Just what reason?
Just sort of,
you have no reason here to not do a 10 again and you're just trying to make up some fluff.
No, you've said some things in the time, but accusing me of making fluff.
I can see on your brains whirling.
I will not
quickly.
Stand to be, not stand to be accused to be fluffing, Dave. Okay. Iconic moment, iconic status. What are you going for, Niamh?
Triple 10. 10 again. Won so much. And it's just undeniable how much he's won. All the goals he scored at club level, all the goals he scored for England. You're not going to see a player like that, an English player especially, for a very long time. And so that's as iconic as it gets. 10 for me.
I'm going to go for a 10 as well. 208 goals in the Premier League.
You are a coward.
Second
you
top
are a
scorer.
Coward.
The thing is, I don't care about England, so
you're
that's
a fluffer.
Fine. 208 goals in the Premier League.
Fluff man
103
Dave.
Assists, ranking him third in the charts behind Ryan Giggs and Fabregas, both midfielders. But you also, we look at the great Champions League teams that United had over those years. You think the Javier Hernandez final when he played off him, scored in the final, lost to a great Barcelona team. The Rome final as well, big impact in that tourney. But also you're talking about the 2007-2008 team. The only reason why that happens is because of Wayne Rooney does the dogged defensive work for Cristiano Ronaldo, which makes him a 10, Will. And I don't think there's anything you can argue
there. How come you're not mentioning the other player in that attacking line?
Which one?
Just in that other, the 07-08 team.
We've already spoke about young Carlos.
Tevez?
Yeah, but he basically made the biggest mistake of his life. He
you are a coward.
Zero.
He was switched on, Tevez. He knew to get out of the sinking ship of United.
The sinking ship
he
of United.
He was a man ahead of his
wow.
time.
Wow, unbelievable.
Look at United in the last 10
Carlos years. Tevez left Man United at the wrong time for his career. What did he win afterwards?
This isn't the Carlos Tevez episode.
Nothing.
This is a Wayne Rooney episode.
He's a fraud and a failure, Niamh, and a waste of time.
Niamh, I respect your 10 because you're sort of new to the setup and I respect your opinion. Dave, you have sat on that sofa and marked people down for less things.
Premier League title for Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
2006, 2007.
World Cup, no.
2007,
no World
2008.
Cup,
2008, 2009, 2010, 2011,
exactly,
2012,
Joe. The producer Joe is a Man United fan.
The World Cup.
You are...
The World Cup, Wayne Rooney should have won if...
But he didn't win!
If they had a better manager in charge, they would have won the World Cup. Simple. They're a very good team, but picking dodgy managers is a consistent problem with the FA.
Dave, I love you to bits, and I hope this friendship lasts a lifetime, but from what I've seen from you in this session alone, I'm going to have to start to debate that. No World Cup, no Ballon d'Or.
Support cast for the Ballon d'Or.
I'm going to go 8.
Fine, you be bitter.
What am I bitter about?
It beat Birmingham City 3-0.
Everyone beats Bolton beat Birmingham City, for goodness sake, Dave.
That's pretty embarrassing.
16,
they nearly went bust.
24. Right,
all right, okay, Dave. Come
right, yeah. You're too giddy on coffee now, aren't you? You've had a bit of sugar, eh? That is enough from you, young man.
But actually, Wayne Rooney did win the World Cup, the FIFA Club World Cup. Sorted. Bye, Will. Back up to a 10, please.
Well, I don't think the number that I've just calculated is going to send shockwaves around this podcast and maybe parishes outside of it. Wayne Rooney out of 90 scores 84.
Deserved.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo should be around that as well, but someone bottled that.
Niamh, how do you feel?
It's a high number, isn't it? Yeah.
Ronaldinho only scored higher.
And that's because he hell couldn't
party.
Did
you give 3 10s to Ronaldinho?
I think I nined him in Icon.
How many 10s would you give for Darren Fletcher?
Complete 10s across the board.
I think we don't respect that. At least you're staying true to your word. We have completed the Wayne Rooney episode, which is currently ranked him second in our rankings. Niamh, how do you feel?
I think it's safe to say we've all lost a bit of respect for Dave today.
I think it's safe to say I've gained respect of many Manchester United fans across the world.
And if Darren Fletcher is listening to this podcast, I think even he would bow his head and be ashamed of you today. And I think that's the hardest and harshest thing I could say to you.
I'll send him if you want.
Fletcher wouldn't be angry, he'd just be disappointed.
Ah, Yes, Nate.
He'd be very happy.
And there we have it. We have completed the Wayne Rooney episode. Thank you very much for listening. If you have enjoyed it and you want to help us out, get across to iTunes, rate and rank this podcast 5 stars, give us a review. Honestly, it helps us out enormously. And if you want to follow us on social media, we're across all that. And we've also got a YouTube channel. And if that's not enough and you want to listen to another football podcast, why not listen to the Football Book Club, a club. Instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiography like Phil and Gary Neville's for Club and Country. And on that note, we'll see you next time.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1-2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.